The organization was officially chartered in 1993 after Ann Tickey's daughter Janine and her friend Diane Forrest went on a missionary trip to Bogota, Colombia. Out of the mission work grew Children's Vision International. Ann Tickey says the women found extreme need by children there.
Colombia has, they figure, at least 10,000 street children. And there's so many little children. You see little babies. And so we came back with just a desire to help children. And I figured, I think we all figured that, you know, once we used up the stuff that we had in our home, that would probably be the end of it. We didn't realize that it would grow.
Tickey started collecting clothing and other needed items for the children at her kitchen table. The need for donations was spread by word of mouth. Tickey says pretty soon they had so much she couldn't move around the house. That's when they bought an old schoolhouse and storage building east of Bangor. Tickey says not everything goes to the children. She says it goes wherever they find a need, even Iowa.
We took a washer and dryer that down to a couple that he had cancer, and she had trouble with her eyes and couldn't see. So we had a, you know, they were washing their clothes by hand, but they didn't have any money. And so we hauled the washer and dryer down to them. They were so happy because it was an older one, and she could actually see the knobs and do her washing.
Tickey says nowadays donations and inquiries stream in from their website, childrensvision.org. On Friday, Children's Vision shipped another truckload of necessities to the children in Columbia. Janine Tickey and her husband now have two homes and a school for about 120 children in Bogota. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.